学生、なんとなくがあいつまでに、フロントエンジン、サイブライフリーエンジン、
praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you again for bringing us to your dining table.
Father, we thank you for your dining table. We don't bring you back and this place will go into your dining table.
And we thank you for spreading a feast before us.
We daily thank you for your presence table before we
go. And we open our hearts to you.
We open our hearts to you.
That you might shine your light.
So that you will shine your light.
Let the entrance of your word be light.
Make your word, when you enter inside, we make it be light.
We pray you will anoint your word into our hearts.
We pray that you will anoint your word.
That it will break the darkness,
so that it judge will break the darkness
within our hearts.
We
pray you might grant us understanding.
We pray that you will give us understanding.
That your word will profit us,
so
will
that
be profitable.
Your word it will be profit to we.
That it will bring fruit.
It will be a fruit.
We pray you will give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
To the one with the plants.
And that you might write your word upon the table of our hearts.
The one with the eats will give them, so that you will write with your word and the table that we have.
All this we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
All this to the prayer that we intend in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for bringing us again.
With the terrible thank you for waiting on bring we come back.
To the word. And today we want to complete the teaching that we have been having.
Today we want to finish that teaching we will not get.
On the experiences of the soul.
Oh, we've been talking about putting the soul experience.
Because the Bible says, the soul that sinneth shall die.
The Bible says, that soul where they sin, it will die.
So, what God is concerned with is with the soul.
What is God busy about? About the soul.
Because as we said, the spirit will go back to God.
Because
eventually,
as we see, that the spirit, it will go back to God.
The spirit is given to you to help you become heavenly.
God don't give his spirit to we so that it will help we or make within and heaven.
So that the soul can hear the voice of God by
so
the help of the spirit.
The soul will hear God in voice where the spirit will ever.
So that the soul can see into the vision, into the plan of God.
So that the soul itself so it will see God in plan.
So that the soul can see God, can relate to God.
So that the soul itself will see God and he will be able to talk to God. And
the body is given to help the soul to function on the earth.
And the body, God gives so that it will help the soul for make we walk in this world here.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we spend so much time giving attention to the body and we forget the soul.
For good time, we keep for good time too much to the body and then we forget the soul.
But the devil does not play with the soul.
But the devil cannot play with the soul at all.
The devil is taking over the mind of many people.
The devil, he take for good people their mind.
And when the devil blocks the mind, you cannot hear anymore from God.
When the devil blocks your mind, you don't hear anymore from God.
Because the way God enters into the soul is through the mind.
Because how God enters inside your soul are by the mind.
The mind is the front door of the soul.
The mind is the front door of the soul.
The mind is the mouth of the soul.
The mind, inner the soul, a mouth.
So if you are going to receive life, it's through your mind.
See, the devil get light now by your mind.
So if you have, if your mind is carnal, then it cannot relate to God.
So if your mind dirty, it not go able for grappler with God.
And Romans says that the carnal mind is an enemy of God, cannot please God.
Now Romans, you see, that dirty mind, not it please God.
Can you show that Romans 8?
You show Romans 8.
Verse 6. Can you highlight it?
Highlight it.
Good. See, for to be carnal minded is what? Death.
See, forget the dirty mind that death.
But to be spiritually minded is what? Life.
But when you be minded and the spirit, life.
So I want us to start from there, and then we will take it and move forward.
I want to follow it.
So look at the board.
Go on.
If you look at the board, you will understand it.
If you look this board here, so you will understand.
See, to be carnally minded is death.
He said, forget that dirty mind, die.
But to be carnally minded, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life.
Or forget that spirit mind, life.
So if you look on the board here, you can see light and then the soul. You can see the kingdom of God.
You will see light there, so.
And you can see that there is a barrier between the spirit of man and the spirit of God. So there is a veil.
So you will see a barrier there between the spirit of God and the spirit of man.
And Paul was saying that
blinded.
There is a veil over the mind.
Paul did see blind be there over the mind.
Amen. Now, if the mind is blinded, they cannot receive life.
So if they put blind for the mind, you know, they get life.
If the mind is not fixed on God,
if the mind is not deep on God,
then the life of God will not come into
then that life
your soul.
Of God not going to come inside the soul.
So the only option is that the mind will now turn to carnal things.
And that
to get life.
The mind, what you go do? It will go to dirty things, therefore we'll get life from dirty things.
Amen. So the more you listen to the word of God, or you put your mind in the mind of God, your mind begins to open up towards God.
So the more you listen to me, and the more you put your mind by God, and so your mind they begin forget they get.
If you notice all through this week, your mind has been opening up to God.
If you notice,
rising.
Throughout this week, also, your mind don't they open to God. And you don't go up.
But if you stop,
but if
to
you
open
stop,
your mind up,
if you
your
stop
mind will start falling.
But open your mind,
and it will be concerned about natural things.
And you go to concern for them in a way that are natural, no more.
So there is one practical exercise you can do.
So one exercise the way we can do,
and that exercise is to spend more time reading the word.
And that exercise the number.
Many of us, when we get our phone, what are we reading? Text message, WhatsApp, chat, internet.
Chat,
so we spend so much time on it.
We take Boku time to do that.
Then we have 5 minutes.
And we'll get five minutes.
So just read one verse.
But 5 minutes for read one verse.
And you think the mind is going to change? It's not going to happen.
You think see the mind will change? You know they have.
Amen.
Amen.
You must change it.
You
must reverse the order.
You must change the order.
Amen.
Amen.
So, there is one exercise that we started doing.
So, what exercise will start for you?
To read the Bible in 90 days.
In 90 days.
Or to read the New Testament in 1 month.
Or for read the one old New Testament inside 1 month.
Okay. Now that means you have to read at least 8 chapters of the Bible every day.
It means at least every day for him, each chapter in the Bible.
Or you can say every day you read the Psalms, five Psalms a day.
Or you can talk, say every day you read five chapters of Psalms.
Because the Psalm is 150.
Because
if you divide it by 30, which is every month, it brings you to 5.
If you divide it by 30, it means you will read 5 every day.
So if you read 5 every day, 5 every day,
if you read
by end of the month, you have read all.
Every day. By the end of 1 month, you don't read one old Psalm done.
Now, what it does for you is that it begins to turn your mind on the Word of God.
What did it do for you? It begins to turn your mind to God.
It begins to break up the fallow ground of your mind. Your mind is always on the Word of God.
Your mind could always deep on God's Word.
There is something I have on. Some of you have laptop. You have the audio Bible.
Again, audio Bible.
You can play it all the time. Even when you are sleeping. You are playing the Bible.
You can play the Bible.
Remember, your mind does not sleep.
Don't forget to say your mind.
It's only part of your mind that's sleeping. The remaining part of it is active.
And some part of your mind is sleeping.
So your mind is listening to the word even when you are sleeping.
Your mind is listening to God's word.
So when you wake up, you feel fresh in your mind. And the word of God that's come is washing your mind, cleaning your mind, washing. All the nonsense that have entered, you clean it, wash it.
Nonsense you don't enter your mind, it will wash it.
Amen.
Amen.
Another thing you can do is to do what we call conference life.
One other thing where you can do,
when you attend conference, you listen for a message, you pray, listen to message, you pray.
Attend conference, you listen to message, you pray.
So every day, one message at least.
So
you must listen to one message.
You take one message every day for listening.
Every day, you must listen to one message.
Every day, listen to one message.
So you always listen to the word.
So always should be listening.
Like all this one now, after this week, the messages are there.
So like this one now, after this week,
play it.
The message that they
put when you are driving your car.
If you get what to carry,
where you are cooking,
you play. Where you cook,
where you are doing your work,
where you do your work,
play it.
You play.
Even when you are talking to people, play.
When you talk to people, they play.
Now what it does is that it begins to change your mind.
What did he do? It begins to change.
You see young people when they're walking on the road, something on their ear, they're doing like this.
You see the young beginning, most of the time they get something on their ears. Like,
even when they're talking to you, they're doing like this.
And when they talk to you, they make
you are programming your mind.
What did they do? They program their mind.
After some time, you see them, they begin to dress like American.
After some time, you see them, they begin to dress like American.
They
dress
like the one t-shirt. They open up like this.
They wear one,
they sack the dress.
They see the wear trousers, it can also.
It came from the music you are listening to.
It come up from that music where they listen.
Amen. After some time, it begins to affect the way they are thinking.
And after some time, it begins to affect the way that they think.
Amen.
Amen.
When you start, when the word of God begins to enter into you.
When God in word begins to enter inside you.
You will begin to behave like God.
You go begin to behave like God.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's not magic.
Not so magic.
It's what you put inside the mind that
now
the mind will do.
Put inside your mind. Mind the mind will do.
Amen.
Amen.
So today we want to talk about how to have this other experience of the Bible called tabernacle.
So today we want to talk about how to get this other experience that we now we call it tabernacle.
We have spoken about Passover.
We don't talk about Passover.
Where the soul is going from being in darkness and then coming to light.
Where the soul they come out from darkness and inside light.
We see the light of God come into the soul by the blood.
We see God in light come inside the soul by the blood.
So the blood brings the light of God, the life of God into the
blood
soul.
And they bring the light of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And then in the afternoon, we talked about Pentecost.
This afternoon, also, we talked about Pentecost.
Pentecost, where the Spirit of God comes into your spirit and begins to overshadow your soul.
Where the Spirit of God comes inside your spirit and it covers your soul.
But you see, something is still lacking, is it not?
But something still
must receive the fullness of the Spirit.
This soul is
that's what you call
tabernacle. All things by the Spirit and
tabernacle means tabernacle. To be a house.
Tabernacle,
a dwelling place.
It means for be house. It means forget
the plan of God. Something to live. Is that your soul will become the house of God?
And God in plan so that your soul it will be so returned to God.
The soul becomes God's dwelling place.
So that the soul will turn to God in place where they live.
Amen.
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 But you see, before you go there.
But before you go to that place there.
We must start from the beginning.
You get to start from you the understand? Beginning.
Because if you don't understand the beginning, you don't know because where you're going
you don't know the beginning, you don't know who are you the
now, goal. What happened in the beginning?
What in the happened at the beginning?
Now, of course, in the morning we were saying darkness entered into the soul, isn't it? Not?
The morning we talk say darkness it go inside the soul, not the soul.
But that's not all the story.
But not all the story also.
When darkness entered the soul.
When darkness go inside the soul.
Devil swallowed the darkness into the soul.
The devil will follow darkness for come inside the soul.
Amen. So it's not just darkness alone.
So not to darkness no more.
But devils are now living inside
but,
the soul.
But because of that devil, they said they inside the soul now.
Do you believe that?
You believe that, eh?
Is it possible for the devil to live inside the soul?
It's possible for me the devil can stop inside the soul.
The devil feeds on darkness.
The devil now darkness now they eat.
And it's not just to feed on the darkness.
Not to you know they eat no more.
The soul worship the devils inside the soul.
The soul, if they worship that devil, they will inside the soul.
Hallelujah. That is the problem.
And the problem now.
Hallelujah. Darkness enters the soul.
Darkness can inside the soul.
And where you have darkness.
And who say you get darkness?
Devils follow.
Devil in the power.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if you don't remove the darkness, the devils will not go.
So if you not save that darkness, the devil will never go.
All right. So let us look at some scriptures, and then we will.
So now we look there. Scripture then, and then we'll
look at James chapter 5.
Now we will look James chapter 5. James chapter
3.
James chapter 3.
So around verse. Thing or so. That's the way there's strife and confusion. There's every evil. So, verse 12. Yeah. That's verse 16. It says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
He said, who's that mile? And faith day, confusion day, and all them bad work them.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you have strife and confusion.
So also you get mile.
Which is darkness.
Is
that correct?
Confusion.
Strife, confusion, quarreling, it's darkness.
Also you get confusion. You get people in the main palaver.
Then when you have that, devils will follow.
When you get on the devil, did he?
So when the devil wants to come in, he makes you get angry.
So when the devil he want to come inside you, it make you vex.
The devil starts walking.
And so it starts to work.
Now, if you go to, I think it's in Mark chapter 5 or so, I can't remember the scripture.
So if you go to Mark,
where he says that there was a man and that many devils were living inside him.
Legion.
Yes, just put the word legion. Let's see what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
go to search.
Search, Bible. See it up. No. Just put legion. Okay, good.
Mark 5:9.
Okay. Okay, so in this story, the Bible said there was a man.
And this story, and so the Bible says, one man being made.
And that many devils were dwelling in him.
And beaucoup devils they may be inside him.
And the Bible says, because of the devils, the man was dwelling in tomb and removed all the clothes.
And because of the devil, the man, he go straight to a graveyard and he would and stone them.
If you look at verse
9, verse 15, also.
Verse 13.
If you read verse 13,
it says, "And forthwith Jesus gave the leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine."
You see, Jesus, just the demon and left, and then spirit and then dirty spirit and then go enter the big them, and the big them they run and go inside the water.
There's another scripture also that says when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, try to search unclean spirit. Let's see if we can find that one. So when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man,
well, the other scripture they will talk about. Say when does his spirit come up our man?
He goes around.
He go around.
And he says when he does not get life, he says I will go back. To my house.
When you don't get life, he said, I go back to Sam for much.
Okay, see Matthew 12, verse what? Then bring it up, if it says. Good. So Matthew 12:43 says, when your clean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh about dry places, seeking, click on it, it will.
Click on it.
What's paper?
Highlight it and
on Matthew.
Click on it from the click here.
Up.
So we click on it.
Okay, it's not coming
up. All right, close it and go to Matthew. Okay, good. Okay. So when your unclean spirit has gone out, they walk through dry places seeking rest and does not find any.
He said, when the unclean spirit.
For the 3 to 45.
You see, when the unclean spirit come upon mortal man, then he go waka and in open place for rest.
And then he says, I will go back. Verse 44.
You see, I will go back to Sakamoto.
Then I will return into my house.
And they go
from
back
where I came out
to the house where I come out.
And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished.
Is it? And if we come, he find that house, that place where he was empty.
He says, "I will go and take 7 more spirits and come."
Then he talks. And they go take 7 more spirits.
And they will enter in and dwell there.
And that spirit, they need them bad past that other spirit.
And the last thing all of that enter. Man is worse than the first.
You see, they all can enter. So the final state, the final situation of that man, he go bypass within the first.
So what are we saying to you?
So what do we say to you?
That man is the dwelling place of spirit.
What a man, a place where spirit.
It's not just a question of come to church and dance.
Not to just come and touch and dance business. No.
This soul you are looking at is a house.
This
of
way you look
spirit.
Now, and spirit, the host.
It's either God dwells in your soul or devils will dwell in your soul.
Either God lives inside your soul or if not, a devil will live.
My soul cannot be empty.
You know, possible for me to show
somebody it. Must be dwelling in the soul.
Somebody must live this.
Amen.
Amen.
If darkness is in my soul,
if darkness is in my soul,
devils will dwell in my soul.
Devil will dwell in my soul.
If light is in my soul,
if light is in my soul,
God will dwell in my soul.
God will live.
Amen.
Amen.
You see the importance.
You see what you make it important.
So it's not just a question of say I'm wearing dress, I'm fine dress, let me go to church.
Don't go to church and say, hey, me, I'm just fine and go to church.
Church is every day in your
church
house.
Every day.
It's not when you come here that you are in church.
And you host. Even are you host.
When you are sleeping, you are in church. When you are walking, you are in church. When you are talking and relating with your family, you are in church. Amen. So that should change the way we are operating.
So that is supposed to change the way we do things.
Because that will make you say, when you near the door, you begin to walk holy, you are in church.
So the devil will fool some people and say,
so when you go outside, you are not you are not in church again.
Hallelujah.
The spirit that dwells in you,
the spirit within,
will demand worship from you.
That spirit, they always want to worship.
They want you to submit to it.
They want you to submit to
it. If the spirit of anger dwells in you,
if in a big spirit,
you are a prisoner of that spirit.
It means you are a prisoner.
Every time, any small thing, you'll be angry, shouting.
Any small thing, people are all over the
that place. You are shouting and walking is worship.
When it is shouting,
amen.
Now worship you, worship that spirit there.
If it's an unclean spirit is dwelling inside you,
if dirty spirit is inside you,
it will make you to be sexual.
It will make you
so that when people see you, they want to follow you.
It will make you do some kind of way. So that as people
that behavior is worship.
That thing they now worship.
And it is because of a devil spirit dwelling inside.
Because devil is spirit inside.
And that spirit may be a spirit that has been transferred from the family. Amen. Or the spirit that you open yourself to, it enters.
Or spirit when you don't open yourself to, so it enters.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible is saying that this spirit, this soul, so is the house of spirits.
This soul, your soul. Now, spirit is us.
So the soul so must go through these experiences.
So the soul, it must go through inside the experience. Yes,
that is why the first place the soul must come to is the place of judgment.
I make the first
when it is Passover,
the soul will come to
when it is going from worshipping darkness to worshipping light, it must come to a place of judgment.
Passover, when you come up from darkness and it begins for worship
that,
light.
That place is the place of repentance.
And that place is not the place where
you say, oh God, I don't want to worship devil anymore.
When you say, God, I don't want to worship devil anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Want darkness in my soul anymore.
I don't want to make darkness in my soul
it
anymore.
It is called Passover.
And then they call and pass.
It's called born again.
It's called and born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, say, God, I don't want my soul to be a dwelling place of spirit.
Say, God, I don't want my soul for me to be all sweet.
I want my soul to be a dwelling place of God.
I want for make my soul make it be that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And God is saying, in order to do that, your soul must go through this experience.
And God is saying, for do that, your soul have to go through the experience, your soul.
That was why Jesus, when he went to the temple,
and that's the point Jesus go and the temple.
In John chapter 2.
And John chapter 2.
He went and they were showing him beautiful temple in Jerusalem.
They told him, they show one fine temple.
You know, that's what the devil wants you to do.
And that means the devil wants you to do.
You think the temple is a physical building.
You think say, the temple now, that building where they see.
When you are the temple.
But now you are the temple.
And Jesus told them.
And Jesus tell them, say,
this temple that you are seeing there,
this temple where you see so,
is going to be destroyed.
They will destroy, they will point.
And the real temple will be raised up.
And the true temple will rise up.
And Jesus told them that that temple is his body.
And Jesus tell them, say, that temple lives in his body.
Show us John chapter 2. Let's look at it.
Don't look at John chapter 2. John
chapter 2, verse 19. Okay. Aha. He said, Jesus said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Jesus said to them, see, on a point this temple here soon. Inside 3 days, I will build them back.
They say, ah, this temple, it took us 46 years to build.
They say, hey, this temple, 46 years.
And you small boy, you will raise it up in 3 days.
You see, you small one picking it, you can just go do it.
But look at verse 22.
You will build inside 3 days.
For he spoke of the temple of his body.
But verse 21, you see.
Amen.
But he did talk about the temple of his body.
Do you understand? So what I'm telling you was what Jesus was telling them.
So what are they telling
you? That you are the temple of spirit.
You are the temple of spirit then.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can understand that today, your life will change.
If you understand that today, your life will change.
You are the temple of God.
You are God in temple.
But if you refuse to be temple of God,
but if you refuse to be God in temple,
get ready. You will be the temple of devils.
Really? Because and
the devils will increase.
And devil in temple.
And Bible says that then when the devils entered the pig, it drove the pig and destroyed it.
The Bible says when the devil they go inside the pig then. He carried the pig there, water.
Because when the devil enters,
because when the devil enters,
he's coming to destroy that body.
What did he do?
Then to enter another one.
So
that destroy it. Enter another one.
He destroy back.
Destroy it.
He go to power one. He destroy back.
And as he destroy, he gets the life.
And when he destroy,
enter another one. Destroy that one. Enter another one.
Take life.
Amen. Remember Ebola.
You remember Ebola?
That's an example of devil.
Example of devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the devil does not come but to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
See, the only reason when the devil will come, now for me to kill, for thief.
But remember, when the devil is coming, he's come with sweet, sweet things.
Don't forget to, but when the devil will come,
he calls the devil, he calls the darkness, with good, good things.
The darkness in the eye.
But when you enter,
it put good, good things in front of
the evil will come out.
As you enter inside,
and when the devil go in, to come out again, very difficult.
After
amen.
Inside,
Canada, that's why you need more power.
Now, he make you need
hallelujah.
More power.
That's why it says that will give you power from on high.
Now, he make God say he will give you power from up.
The up. It's from heaven, don't you understand? Amen.
Up the holy toxin.
You need power to come from up.
You need power to come up.
To enter into your soul.
Get inside your
hallelujah.
Soul.
Hallelujah. And this power coming is like a river.
And that power will become like river.
That river comes to overshadow.
And that river they come to cover you.
Amen. Cover your soul.
For cover your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
That river comes with power.
And that river they come with power. With strength.
Power that brings power.
That power will bring
dynamite power.
Power.
Amen.
Dynamite power.
The power of God is power that brings more power, that brings more power.
And the power.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not just that, it brings, it comes with vitality. What we call vitality.
Not to Danny no more. It comes with strength.
Vitality means power above death.
It means you get power over death.
It means right. Power. Over mortality.
It means see, you get power over this human nature. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's called immortality.
Because
the life of God is immortal.
Because God in life.
Amen. It's eternal life.
So,
as the life of God begins to come into your soul.
As God in life, they can inside your soul.
Anything that is death will receive life.
Anything we die, it will get life.
The Bible says there's a river that is flowing.
The Bible says the river that will flow.
He took Ezekiel to the temple.
He carried Ezekiel.
He showed him
the temple.
River flowing from the temple.
He showed
amen.
Him the flow from the temple.
That temple is you.
And that temple is you.
You understand? When he took him, the river was at the ankle.
When he took us, the river had been in the foot.
Some of us were by, you know, when we went to the beach, you see the river, it flows, it comes to your leg.
When you go to the beach, you see the river, the level.
Do you know why?
In your foot.
You are by the beach, you are not inside.
You know what you know? Because not just
at and the we are there watching the river. Many of us are spectators, they are just watching.
For Cooper, we
so,
don't do what?
The river is just like the ankle.
Because the river, you should.
Anytime you want, you walk away. You say, I don't want to get you, go away. Amen.
So that's it. We don't go inside the river.
That's why the power of God, you don't walk in because you are a spectator. You have not entered inside the river.
You don't enter inside the river.
Amen. Because when you enter, the river will carry you and go. Amen.
The river is carrying you.
Because some of us are spectators. Let me just go and see what they are doing.
Just to see what it is.
Because you still want to be in control. Is it not? Yeah. Amen. You still want to be in control.
Because you want to control your life.
So you stay by the edge of the river.
So
when the river comes, you just touch your leg.
So the water will just touch
you. You say, ah, see my leg now, I'm going to the water.
See, hey, look your leg, be put and be going to water.
Amen.
Amen.
But those people who are baptized.
But then people, they will baptize.
You know, say the story is different, you know.
The story is different.
You entered.
Then go inside.
They threw you inside the river and brought you up. Amen.
Inside the river and then bring the canal again.
You see, you have come out.
But you don't come.
Amen.
Amen.
This one we're talking where you enter the river, you don't come out again.
But this one,
when amen.
When you go inside
the
river,
the Bible says that the river began to increase.
You see, the river began to increase.
It came to the ankle.
It came to the knee.
It increased again.
It increased again.
It came to the loin.
It came my waist.
The man said, trouble don't come down. Amen.
Trouble don't come.
The next time the river come.
The river come the next time.
He covered him. Amen.
He
could only swim in it. Amen.
Swim in the swimming side.
That is the prophecy for you.
A prophecy.
That if you open your soul, this river will come and take over everything.
The river will come and take over everything.
And the Bible said that when this river is flowing,
and the Bible says when this river they flow,
anything that is dead,
anything will die.
When the river touch that river,
when the river touch
that place, it will become alive.
It will go alive. Amen.
The reason why there are dead is because you have not entered the river.
The reason which make you get
open your soul to the river, amen.
Because you don't enter the river.
See that river is flowing.
Open your soul to the river.
And that river is flowing from God to your heart.
And that river is flowing from God to your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
That river is straight from God down into your heart.
Hallelujah. Right from God, so look at your heart.
Look at that river of life.
Look the river.
Amen. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
When you receive that baptism of the Holy Ghost.
It is to make you long throat. Amen. It's just to show you what is coming. Hallelujah.
Now this is the guy.
And some of us, when we get it, we run away. And God become a pastor.
And so tell them, as we get it, as we go to the
Lord, open church.
We'll be pastor, we'll open church.
Amen.
Amen.
You have not started.
You don't start yet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, open your heart to the river.
The Bible says, Lord, we open your hearts.
Show us John chapter 7. We're talking about this river of life. Amen. John chapter 7.
Verse 37.
Okay. Highlight it. 7 to 39. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast. Amen. That feast is what we're talking about. Feast of Tabernacles. The last feast.
The last day. That day. That big day of that feast. And that feast is the feast of Tabernacles. Amen.
So Jesus stood and cried.
Jesus did not panic.
If any man thirst,
if anybody thirsts,
let him come unto me and drink. Amen.
Amen.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said,
the one who will believe for me,
out of his belly,
from his belly
shall flow rivers of water.
River of water will flow.
When the Bible talks about the belly, it's speaking about your soul.
When the Bible talks about your belly, it's talking about your soul.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse 39. But this spoke of the Spirit, speaking of the Spirit, we they that believe on him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen.
I said, this is when they talk about the Spirit will be given to the one that will believe. He said, because that time the Holy Ghost says, they know we don't receive the Holy Ghost yet. Because Jesus not be done, you glorify it.
So today, this is one big lesson.
Today, this is the one
that there is lesson. A river flowing from God through your heart and flowing out to other people. Amen.
Flow from God.
Amen.
Through your heart, and it flows to other people.
That river is flowing all the time.
That river, it will run all the time.
When you are thirsty, all you need to do is to open the tap.
And
the river will flow.
What do you need for now? Open the pump.
If I have not closed the tap at all.
If me and you, I don't want
to. It will be running every time.
It could just be run.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus told the woman.
And Jesus told that woman.
Say there is a water I'm going to give you. If you drink that water, you will not thirst again.
If you drink that water, you
hallelujah.
Will not thirst again.
Remember that woman?
You remember that woman?
She was coming to fetch water all
if
the time.
You can't forget water all the time.
That woman is your soul.
That woman are your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
You have married five husbands.
You don't marry five men them.
The husband is to give him, give her water, give her shade, that give her life.
And for me to give her life.
You marry the first one. Give. That one no get strength.
You
marry the second one, you don't give strength.
You don't get strength for God.
Amen. You go to heaven church, like a no life. You transfer to another church. Abundant church of Laka,
you
no strength.
You change.
You go to Sierra Leone Evangelical Church. You go there.
You
don't work. You leave. You have been going marrying many husbands.
You don't get married for
the reason is that you have not opened the well.
Because you don't open the pool.
The river. You have not reached the river.
You don't reach the go to that
river. If you open the river.
If you open that river.
It will, he said it will be a well springing up onto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you there is a river flowing from God.
I want to tell you one river that will flow from God.
God wants to come in more than you want him to come
God
in.
God wants to come in so you pass the way you
amen.
Want to
come. He said if anybody comes to him, I will, you know why, cast
he
him out. I will come.
If anybody comes to him, he
will
change you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is saying, I am the temple.
So Jesus is saying, me are the temple.
And Jesus is saying that you are the temple.
And Jesus is saying, you
hallelujah.
Are the temple.
And you know, Jesus entered the temple to clean the temple.
Jesus, he go to the temple to go clean the temple.
They were buying and selling.
People, let me, they buy and sell.
Changing money.
Let me, they change money.
Selling doves.
Let me, they sell pigeon.
And he entered there. What did he do? He threw away everything.
He go inside
and cleaned it.
To weigh all things. He cleaned it.
Today, you need to open your life.
Today, you suppose
so Jesus come. Throw away every table,
you
every business.
Jesus Christ, like,
clean the table.
All the
amen.
No.
So that the river change. Will come.
So that river they go.
So
come.
That my heart, my soul will become God's dwelling place.
So that my soul will be the place where God can live.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see what Paul said.
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
What did Paul say?
What did Paul say?
Verse 16. Okay. Now, this is Paul. So, you know ye not.
You see, you know no say.
That you are the temple of God.
So you that God is temple.
And that the Spirit of God dwell in
you. And that
you.
God is Spirit. They live inside you.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if anybody defiles the temple of God.
And the Bible says, if anybody mess up with God in temple.
Then God will destroy that person. Will
God
that
will destroy that person.
Because the temple of God is you.
Because you
amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Now, show us again 1 Corinthians 6.
Now we look 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
16.
Verse 16.
Now, what is he saying?
What did he see?
Say, he that is joined unto a harlot is one body.
You see, the one way joined to rare girl.
So as you join your body in the flesh, that's how your soul is also joined to a spirit.
So as you join your body to something, so the soul said it joined.
The soul must be married.
The soul, it just
the soul is a bride.
The soul
must be married by spirit.
And it gave for marriage, and to spirit it gave for marriage.
Amen. So you're not just a dwelling place, the soul must be joined to another spirit.
So you know to place no more for living, but the soul is joined to another spirit.
And the spirit that God wants you to join to is the Spirit of Christ.
And the spirit that God wants to join that soul join to now. The spirit.
If you join to other spirits,
if you join to any other spirit,
you become a harlot.
You just become
rare. Amen. And you're no longer a wise virgin.
You know,
and you are no longer pure
anymore, and you know, clean.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is coming for the wise virgin that Jesus is clean and pure.
Virgin, the wicked says, and clean.
That is not joined to other spirits.
We know, don't mix up yourself with other spirits.
Jesus is going to marry a clean bride,
the virgin.
Amen.
A clean one.
That's why God is not calling us for church.
He's
calling us to be overcomers.
He didn't call me for maybe.
Amen.
Overcome.
People that will drive away these spirits from our soul.
We will drive these spirits.
Our soul will not be joined to all these unclean
spirits. So that our soul will not go join to the unclean.
Our soul will be joined unto one spirit, and that
is
Christ. Will join
to only one spirit, which is Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
He said, the one way joined to the Lord and one spirit.
Isaiah 19 says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
And Master, you see,
which
you
is in you,
you that the temple
which you have of God,
the Holy Ghost,
and that you are not your own.
Which is are you?
For you are bought with a price.
See, you not to you.
Therefore, glorify God in your body
you with price.
And in your spirit.
And so therefore which you are God. Glorify God.
Amen.
And his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have seen that the God has created you to be the temple of God.
But he said God don't make you or make you be in temple.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you are the house of God, can you imagine the house of God?
If you are God in us, if you imagine
when God comes in,
when God comes in,
he's not going to go out.
He
will be there forever and ever.
He will be there forever.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the biggest thing God can do for
that
you.
The biggest thing that every God can do.
And
for
that's
you.
Why you must value your relationship
that
with God.
Make you must cherish your relationship with
all right,
God.
Let's look at Psalm 132.
Let me look at Psalm 132.
Psalm 132. All these passages, I hope you'll be writing it down.
You didn't
come with anything to write. So you go and look at it yourself.
You don't get paid for the writing thing, you don't, so that you go look at yourself.
So that means this message, you must take it and listen to it very well.
Yeah,
write down the passages. Study it for yourself.
Now for go listen and good one. And write the passage and do it. And go study and yourself.
Or you are on your phone, you can be writing it inside the phone and store the page.
And if it says you can do it on your phone, you write it on your phone and you store the page, you keep the page.
Now, go down to verse 13, I think.
Let me go to verse 13.
All right. Now, 13 and 14.
Let me look 13 and 14.
Now, what does it say? For the Lord has chosen Zion.
He said, God don't choose Zion.
He had designed it for what? His habitation.
He don't want them to make it be the place where they live.
He said, this is my rest.
He said, this is the place
my house forever.
And they live forever.
Here I will dwell.
Now, yes, so are they live.
For I have desired it.
He said, because I don't want to do so.
Amen.
Amen.
So God said, you are his house forever.
God said, you are his house forever.
Amen.
Amen.
But the devil also said that you are his house forever.
But the devil himself come back and he talks to you and your house forever.
So you will decide.
But when you get to decide now,
who will dwell in your
who
soul?
Who that will live in your soul forever?
That is the whole end of the message.
That is all but the message.
The devil said, I'm not going out.
The devil said, me and then he go down.
You will decide whether he's going to go out.
You can decide if you will go to
if you submit to the Spirit of God.
If you surrender to the God,
the Spirit of Christ in you will crucify the flesh.
That Spirit of Christ.
And drive away the darkness.
Amen.
That's why he says the entrance of the Word of God brings light.
Amen. You see, when the Word of God enters you, it brings
every
light.
Day you must open your heart.
Every day, you will open your heart.
That way light will be coming in.
So
water will be coming in. And
they
be cleaning your soul, bringing strength.
They bring strength.
Bringing energy
they
to your soul.
Energy.
Amen.
Into your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
you have to practice listening to the word of God.
You give messages,
discuss it, study the word. That is the life of righteousness.
That life, the color righteousness.
That Brother Hubert was telling us.
Brother Hubert.
And the more you go into, the more it becomes more and more part of you.
And the more you do that, it is become part of you.
Amen. You'll not be struggling to be a Christian.
You don't go to struggle for being Christian.
Because there is a river flowing out of you. Don't you understand?
Hallelujah.
Amen. The life of God is struggling to come out of you.
The life of God is struggling for coming from you.
Amen.
Amen.
And if when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you speak in other tongues. There will be a bubbling coming out of you.
You
pray and speak to God in the Spirit.
Talk to God.
And when you are doing that, you are charging yourself and building up yourself.
You talk in tongues always.
Hallelujah.
You charge yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have seen it very clear that God wants to dwell in you.
We don't see clearly say God wants to live inside you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, God also desires that you should rule and reign with Christ.
God, he also wants me to rule and to reign with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So God wants you to be a son of God.
So God wants you to be like in big boy.
So he wants you to be the bride of Christ.
He wants you to be the
bride of Christ. He wants you to be the temple of God.
He wants you to be the temple.
And he also wants you to be a son of God.
And he wants you to be like in big boy.
Son of God is man and woman.
When we talk for son of God, it means a man and woman.
Son of God is someone that shows the life of God. That behaves like God.
That's somebody with the behavior of God.
Amen.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of God that makes you a son of God.
Now God is spirit. I think they make you son of God.
You see the dog? The dog doesn't have a spirit.
You see dog? He don't get spirit.
So it's just dog.
You know where God's spirit, so in a just dog.
Amen. But when you receive the Spirit of God,
but when you receive God in spirit,
it is called the Spirit of adoption.
That's you know, they go and see that spirit where they
can. So that you will begin to adopt you begin to function like a son.
So that you will begin to walk.
Like, you begin to relate to God as your father.
You will come to God like three.
And you know,
Papa.
As a son, you have to grow.
And as
amen.
A king, and so you have to grow
from a little baby.
From baby
unto a matured son of God.
So till you can mature.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there must be growth.
So you must grow.
From one level to the other.
From one level to the other level.
From glory to glory.
From glory.
As you are walking with God.
We are walking with God.
As you are relating with God.
We are relating with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has so many things for us.
God get beaucoup things for we.
Has so many experiences for us.
He get beaucoup experiences.
And that's why he says, it's not just enough to say I'm born again.
You not enough for just to come and say me.
You must press on.
You get for press.
You must come to the experience of Pentecost.
You get for come to for experience Pentecost.
And beyond Pentecost, you must press on.
And after Pentecost, you will continue to
pray. Where you become the dwelling place of God forever.
Be God in dwelling place forever.
Where you become the house of God forever.
So you become God's house forever.
You know, men use 1 year, 3 years, 4 years to build a house.
What a man they give? Take something 1 year, something 2 years, something.
Me, I'm still building my house. I've not finished.
Like me, I still need to build the house and not done it.
How many years do you think God will take to build his own house?
How much year do you think God will take for building your house?
Huh? The temple in Jerusalem, they used 46 years to build it.
And 46 years they take for build that temple within Jerusalem.
How many years will God take to build you as his house?
We think almost year God will build you as the house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, it's an experience.
You see?
A daily walk with God.
Every day
a relationship with God. Hallelujah.
With God.
And God is building you to be his dwelling place.
God will build you. Small.
He's not in a hurry. You are in a hurry.
Not to hurry.
He's taking his time. Hallelujah. Hear a little.
small.
There a little. Every day he puts one block.
Every day he puts one block.
Polish it very, very well.
He polish and fine.
Put another block tomorrow.
He puts other block.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes say this block is not well, remove it and change it and put a new one. Sometimes God can rearrange your life. Don't you understand? Turn it upside down. Say no, I don't like it. And bring a new thing. Hallelujah.
New duty.
So you are not an abandoned project.
So you need to project with the dollar.
Amen.
Amen.
God is still in progress.
So God, the work still be in progress.
Eh? I want you to believe that God is still working in you.
God still the work by you.
What you are today is not what you will be tomorrow.
What you be today, not to that same thing will be tomorrow.
So if I fail today, that's the past. Tomorrow is better than today.
Tomorrow will be better than today.
Because God is working in me.
Because
don't you
God
understand?
Work by me.
I am God's house.
God,
he says the master builder. He's sitting over his house and he's building it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said other foundation can no man lay than Jesus Christ.
No other foundation possible.
Jesus the foundation of your life.
Jesus is the foundation of your life.
You must make sure that Jesus is the foundation.
You get to make sure. Say Jesus,
because a storm will come upon the house.
Because storm get
programmed. Different things
yours.
Will come upon it.
Different things will come upon it.
But if Jesus is the foundation.
But if Jesus is the foundation,
it will not be shaken. Hallelujah.
Go
amen.
Amen.
So every day God is building.
So every day God is building.
Pulling on you. Amen.
It
and God wants you to be a fully grown son of God.
And God wants you to be grown for me to talk to.
You know, small children, they drink milk.
Now milk that they drink.
Or small milk, they run away.
When they drink small milk, they run away. They
amen.
Run away.
Amen. But God wants you to go from milk to strong meat.
So for God wants you for milk, you come up from milk.
And then go from strong, meat to bone.
Strong meat. So they, we eat is strong meat.
When the devil come near you, say, you run. Say, don't go there.
When
go
the devil come near you, the devil will run.
Because you're strong.
Because you're strong.
So the church in Laka must grow.
So Laka church, you must grow.
Not just milk. You must grow.
Milk, no more. You must grow.
You need to go out and get on like those churches in the hinterland. Go inside there and bring them.
You need to
amen.
Go offline and then talk
reach again. Out to them. Teach them.
And teach them the word.
Teach them the tabernacle. Teach them the word.
Teach them the word.
Amen.
Amen.
I know when you are teaching them, your muscles will be growing.
When they teach them, you said your muscles will grow.
Amen.
Amen.
So God is opening the door.
So God is opening the door.
And we must take the opportunity.
And we must take this opportunity.
We must rise up.
We must grab.
And you must go from level to level.
We must grow from one level to another.
So we are going to end the message here. Amen.
We did not stop the message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, is there any question? Is there anything you didn't understand?
We can
take some questions
before
we pray.
We'll take some questions before we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Any questions?
From Friday or even from Monday?
From Friday, from Monday.
Anything that's not clear, you didn't understand.
From Sunday, we're not clear. When you want to ask questions, but from all this day away, you only get this teaching.
Okay, that's a question, yes. Eh? Okay, we need to catch it. Give her. Come to the front so that we can capture it.
On Friday, you mentioned that spirits live in the heavens.
Okay.
But you didn't clarify or properly classify the spirit,
okay,
right, and what heaven, because normally we understand that heaven is where God resides. So can you shed a little bit of light
on that? Okay. Okay. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Can I start with the question? Sister C, on Friday, Brother Chidoke say, spirits then they live in heaven. But he needs more clarification.
you need to make a talk for that good one. Because for we understand that God and the live in heaven. Amen.
Amen. So, the Bible teaches us that heaven is a spiritual place.
The Bible, it teaches you, see, heaven, a place where they, that the spirit.
And in this heaven, there are different types of spirits.
And now that heaven, you get different kinds of spirits.
Because there are two types of heaven.
Because you get two types of heaven.
One type is the kingdom of darkness.
And one type is the kingdom of darkness.
And then another type is the kingdom of light.
And the other type is the kingdom of light.
So God dwells in heaven, in his kingdom.
So God did in heaven, in your kingdom.
With the angels of God.
With your angels.
That are submissive to God. Amen. An example is in Hebrews chapter 12. Show us Hebrews chapter 12.
Example, you will see in Hebrews chapter 12.
Where he says, he talks about Zion.
Where he talks about Zion.
Hebrews 12.
Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews
12, verse 22.
Hebrews 12, 22.
Okay, where are you now? Okay. Verse 26. But you are come 22 to 25. No, to 25.
22 to 24.
So, but you are come to Mount Zion.
But you don't come to this mountain.
Unto the city of the living God.
Where are the city of God?
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Standing at the Jerusalem within a heaven.
To an innumerable company of angels.
See, this place with angels.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
And that place in the general assembly.
Which are written in heaven.
And the church, the church.
And to God, the judge of all.
And to God, we not.
And to the spirit of just men made perfect.
And that place they also the spirit of judgment.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the covenant.
And Jesus is the way that it begins.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
And to
the that blood speaks of better things than the blood of Abel.
Oh, amen.
So this is the kingdom of God.
So that is the kingdom.
Amen. And that is Zion.
That is.
Okay, now there is the opposite of Zion.
The opposite day.
And that is Babylon. All right. Look at Revelation 18.
Now we look Revelation 18.
Revelation 18.
Revelation 18.
But from verse 2.
From verse 2.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils.
He said, he cried with
the
big
hold
voice
of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Amen.
He said, and he cried with big voice. He said, Babylon, that great city, it don't fall down, and it don't turn to the place where all them devil that they go live, and in fact that they all them dirty spirit that they, and that the cage of all the wicked bad, wicked burden.
So what you say is that the soul must either be dwelling in Zion or in Babylon.
So it means the soul either live in Zion or he live in Babylon.
Because
spiritual.
Babel was the city of rebellion.
Because
in Genesis 11,
where
Nimrod
Babel,
rebelled against God and built a city.
Na city of rebellion. Because
so today,
Nimrod,
every soul that is rebelling, rebelling against God is coming into that place. It's a spiritual place.
So now, all them when they will rebel against God, then they come to another place we call Babylon.
Amen.
They call it a place for rebellion.
So when you say you come out of Babylon, it's not a church. It is speaking about a spiritual issue.
So when you say this person not common in Babylon, it's not a church. It is talk about one spiritual experience.
Amen.
Amen.
And God the same way must decide either to be in Babylon or to be in Zion.
And God they say, we get to decide if we want to be in Babylon or if we want to be in Zion.
And in Galatians it says that Jerusalem above is free.
And in Galatians,
that is natural is in bondage.
He said that Jerusalem with the up is free, but that one the way down, you see, it be inside tree.
Okay, so you, there are two heavens.
So two heavens,
darkness or light.
Darkness or light.
And in darkness, the devil is one ruling.
And in darkness, now the devil.
And
in the room.
It is the soul of men that are.
And the soul
dwelling
of
in
man.
That. And those devils are ruling over those souls.
And as this, and over the devil the rule over them.
So soul. Also in the kingdom of God, it is the soul that is coming in, and then God and the angels and it speaks about the blood and Jesus also ruling. So
and
there are
soul,
two types of
soul the same soul. With his own, like Jesus Christ, he rule over his soul. Amen.
So what that means is that heaven is within.
It means the heaven be inside.
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven. Because heaven. The Bible says the kingdom of God is coming within you.
He said God and kingdom, they come inside you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see that in Luke 17.
Now we look that in Luke 17.
The kingdom of God is coming within
you. He said the kingdom of God, they come
because
inside
heaven
you.
Is within.
Because heaven is inside
you.
Hallelujah.
17, Luke 17:21. It says, neither look here or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is coming within you.
He says, no people look over yonder or so. He say, because God the kingdom is there inside you.
So what he say is that the kingdom of darkness has been within us.
He also they say,
you understand?
If he say the kingdom of darkness
is within us, that's why we must pass over.
And even if we come out,
also must go from that kingdom of darkness to the kingdom
from
of
darkness
light.
To light.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Passover, he's saying he must go until that your soul now becomes tabernacle where it is. Full in the kingdom of life.
So that Passover, you soul for go so they it come to tabernacle, we na day full of life, and so we go.
So that is the message over. Of what we have been saying this weekend.
And that message you will not talk about.
The kingdom of God is within you.
Say God the kingdom, it is inside you.
But before that, the kingdom of darkness has been there before the kingdom.
But before that one, the before God the kingdom come.
So God
the kingdom of darkness will not
give you opportunity to change.
So God they give you the opportunity for
to
make you
go
change.
From darkness to light.
From come out from darkness to go inside light.
Amen.
Amen. Any other question?
So any other question?
Okay. Amen. I think when I'm talking about heaven and hell. Yeah. So where is hell?
Hell. Okay. Hell,
hell,
and heaven, are in God.
They inside God.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God has everything.
Because God gets all things.
Now God is light.
God, the God, the light.
And darkness is the opposite of God.
Darkness, are the complete opposite
you
of
understand?
God.
So, anybody that wants God comes. Light.
Anybody we want God, it will come the light.
Any soul or spirit that doesn't want God goes into darkness.
And any soul or spirit we don't want God, it will go inside darkness.
Good. So heaven is a spiritual realm.
So heaven is
you
a
understand?
It in the spirit.
So also is the hell a spiritual place also.
So hell also a spiritual place.
So heaven is around you now.
Heaven the around you right now.
And hell is also around you.
And hell also there around you.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Make a new example.
If I press this phone now,
if I press this phone right now,
it will start making noise.
It will start to make noise.
It's a different frequency.
Now,
amen.
Different level.
If I press it,
if I press this phone,
it will start showing video.
It will show me video.
Where did the video come from?
Who saw the video come out?
It's the pictures are everywhere. But it's on a higher frequency.
The pictures are all over.
Right? Amen. Hallelujah. So this word is on different frequencies.
The word.
This word is created on different frequencies.
This world that God make on a different level.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says there are familiar spirits.
But it make the Bible say familiar spirit.
Those familiar spirits, they are around you.
And familiar spirits, they all over.
And they are familiar. That means they because they know you, they come back to you.
Because they familiar. That means they know about you, so that they come back to you.
That's why it was said that when the devil goes around.
I mean, you see, when the devil go around,
say, I'll come back to my house.
You see, they come back to me also.
Amen. So the spirits of your forefathers are around.
So that spirit of you, Papa, they're around.
If you go and start doing libation,
if you go before
and you call them,
make libation,
you go and do festival.
You call them.
You call them.
You go do festival. You call them.
Village things.
You go do them. Village. You call them.
They will be knocking on your door.
They're going to knock on your door.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are coming for worship.
And when they come, now for make you worship them.
They want you to submit to them.
They want you for make
because
you
they
worship
don't have life.
Them. Because they don't get life.
That is hell. Don't you understand?
Yes.
Because they're just roving around.
They don't get life. Because they're hell. And they, because
they that, cannot get life.
They
don't even,
the speech is me that they never
get the life
for God. So who's that they go forget the life?
They'll come to you.
Are you that they come to?
Amen.
Amen.
When you behave like your great grandfather.
When you behave like your great grandfather.
You give life to him.
You give life to them.
When you get angry.
When you
give life to them.
You give life to them.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand.
So heaven is around. Amen.
So heaven is around.
When you start praising God.
When you behave for praise God.
Start shouting. Say hallelujah.
You will be for
the
Allah.
The spirits of God come around you. Amen.
And God is with the
angels come. Of God come around you.
God the angels come around.
And God inhabits the praise.
And God is in God the kind.
Hallelujah. If you always sing it and rejoicing, and God and the spirits of God and the saints of God will be coming around you.
So if you always sing and praise God, you see, God is with the camp, and the saints of God that they come around you, and God the glory that come around you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's look at Hebrews 12.
Now we look Hebrews 12.
He said we are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses.
We surrounded with beaucoup people with a witness within the cloud.
Verse what is that?
Yes, verse 1.
So we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Amen.
Now, witness that surround me.
The devil makes you think that heaven is far.
The devil wants to make you think
that God is far.
He said God is far.
So that he will take over your mind.
He wants to make you visit God is far so that he will take over your mind.
Okay, the Bible says we are two or three are gathered.
The Bible says also two or three people then gather.
Do you know that Bible?
Yes.
You know what the Bible
says? Yeah, I am.
Is it a day?
You know Jesus is here now.
You don't say Jesus did not answer right now.
So Jesus is physically here.
So Jesus did not answer physically.
Jesus is in my heart.
Jesus did not in my heart.
Jesus is also in your heart.
And Jesus did not inside your heart.
So there are three levels.
So three levels now, Dr.
One, the one in your heart.
The one in your heart.
The one in our midst.
The one with it around
Jesus himself. Hallelujah.
And Jesus himself is physical.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says that when we come together, we are gathered
with
a great cloud of witnesses.
So the Bible says when we come together, you know, we beaucoup witness the day.
So that's why I told you that church is everywhere.
I make I tell you, see, yes. Church be all side and any side.
If you are talking to somebody and you are talking about a sister.
If you talk to somebody and you talk about one sister,
they are breaking fellowship.
It means he now broke, now stop you, the fellowship.
You are breaking to, fellowship.
You need to stop that fellowship.
Your fellowship is 24 hours.
Because fellowship.
Zion is always in fellowship.
And 24 hours.
Hallelujah.
Amen. People already on Zion, they are always in fellowship.
The God wants you to think that the devil says, no, church is only when you come on Sunday.
The devil, they lie by you, say, church, now we can't Sunday. Amen. Anymore.
So God wants to change our orientation.
God wants to change the orientation.
That we have come to Mount Zion.
Because we don't come on Mount Zion.
City of the living God.
That city of God.
24 hours.
And 24
hours. The doors are not shut.
The door, they didn't lock.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you allow darkness to come into your soul.
When you allow darkness to come inside your soul.
You block the river.
You block that river.
And the devil start coming upon that darkness.
And the devil will come upon that darkness.
You will begin to entertain it.
If you begin for grew with the devil, it grew and it make you come
and
on a fellowship.
Wants to destroy you.
And it's because he wants to destroy you.
That's why I say you must not neglect the assembling of ourselves.
You see, we know for stop right. For come together.
So
we
when you come
together,
everybody has Christ in him to share.
So that when you come, all man get Christ inside him for shame.
And when you come together, somebody has something. Testimony
and when you come together, somebody gets something, somebody gets testimony, you get some,
everybody
get
has something to give.
Somebody gets, oh, we all get something
to give. Christ in you.
Because, yeah, but we all get Christ inside you. How about you with the Christ inside you? They say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that is fellowship.
And that is they call Hallelujah. Fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some people normally says they have a testimony in which an angel take them to heaven and also to hell, whereas the angel will, it's just a command, and they will see heaven, they will see hell, and so many things in hell that which God will show them and all. So I want to know whether those testimonies, are they reality or are they fake testimonies?
It cannot be. Some of them are real.
Some, but then
some
are
of
true.
Them are fake.
Some of them are lying.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you know the real one?
How you going to know the true one?
The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
You see, that testimony of Jesus, the in the spirit of prophecy.
So when there is somebody sharing a revelation, and that revelation is to lift the person up and is to make him look big.
So when somebody
wants to be a pastor,
they make like revelation,
so that you give him their money.
And the reason for that revelation, make the person, for make him be exalt the person, for make him big, if he say, hey, this is a big man of God. You see, then, of course, there is something wrong.
But if the testimony is to exalt Jesus,
but if when did they give that
and
testimony,
and to make you to repent,
now for make it Jesus up, for make you
darkness,
repent, for make you come up and darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
So there are two of them. If one is centered on Jesus, to make you to repent.
So if one be when
you
focus on Jesus,
to make you to
it will make you repent.
Amen.
They don't go make you free.
Because dreams and visions, they come from God.
Because dream and vision, it come more from God.
But the devil also has dream and vision.
But the devil also can give
and
dream
then,
and vision.
And the other comes from your mind.
And also dream and vision, it also
Amen.
Come from your mind.
So the one from God will bring peace.
The one will come out from
no
God.
Confusion.
It will bring peace.
And it will be sent
from vision,
not
deep. And it will set up by Jesus Christ.
Want to go closer to
and
God.
It will make you want to go near
but
God.
The one from the devil, it will exalt man.
But the one way
they
go, the devil, it will make the man look big.
And he's ready to be a pastor.
And that man, he's not ready for
man,
be pastor.
He'll go to different churches and telling them, and they'll be giving him money.
He'll go to a different church. So they're going to give him money.
That one is for business.
That one is for business.
Amen.
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 Paul has visions.
Paul did get vision.
Joseph had vision. So
Joseph get vision.
Amen.
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 All right, praise God. So I think we can pray now. We can do that.
Amen.
In the time of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for waiting the Lord and speak to the heart. Hallelujah. You know, some people, those people thank the Lord. And people think of waiting the Lord what would do for we tonight. Or what he don't already do. Amen. You see, you want to come for live inside me. We learn, see, amen. If God not live inside me, as other spirits will come for live inside me. Hallelujah. Amen. And